The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... When he was almost 30, Colonel George Washington reconciled himself to the quiet life of a country squire. He had no way of knowing that in 15 years, he would become father of his country. When he was in his 30s, Ulysses S. Grant was a failed merchant in upstate New York. He didn't know that a few years later, he would become the general who saved the Union. When he was 40, Giuseppe Garibaldi, who would one day liberate and unify Italy, worked as a laborer in a candle factory on Staten Island, New York.
Listen, it is a patrol. We have been discovered, General. We would have to run for it.
But Anita, she cannot walk.
We have to leave her.
Oh, please, Giuseppe, don't leave me.
If you stay, you will be taken prisoner, General. Think of the cause. Think of your country.
This is the woman I love. I think of her first.
Our mystery drama, Death and the Dreamer, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Mandel Kramer. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Weekdays on CBS television. Don't miss your favorite daytime dramas. Follow the continuing stories of families in conflict. Their lives changing every day, full of turmoil, triumph, and treachery, on the young and the restless. Then, it's searing stories of romantic intrigue and hidden desire on As the World Turns. Be sure to watch The Young and the Restless and As the World Turns, weekdays on CBS television.
If you can't hire a professional gardener to keep your yard in shape, depend on professional quality True Temper tools from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you keep grass neatly trimmed with True Temper grass shears, featuring floating blade designed for super slicing action. And to keep shrubs and evergreens well-groomed, use the True Temper head shears with a serrated, notched lower blade. You'll find them both at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers, where you'll find values in every department.
Spice up your life with Jay's barbecue-flavored potato chips. They're terrific. If you're going to the Wisconsin Dells this summer, Magicist has the best money-saving deal in town. Now when you place any order with Magicist, Chicagoland's quality carpet, rug, furniture, and drapery cleaners since 1929, you'll get free tickets to the Dells. That's right, take the whole family to the Dells with free tickets from Magicist. And if you place your order now, you'll get two additional bonus tickets to Tommy Bartlett's Water Show, a bonus value of $12. Magicist uses the most modern methods and equipment to get your carpet, rugs, furniture, and draperies deep down clean. So hurry and place your order now. Call Magicist North at 378-8600 or Magicist South at 468-4800 for free tickets to the Dells. And for you stay-at-homers, ask Magicist about free tickets with your order to Chicago Fire Football, Santa Fe Speedway, and Volo Antique Auto Museum.
He had fought a good fight, but the time was not yet. The foreign powers who owned and dominated most of Italy, the French and the Austrians, had beaten him finally. They had decimated his army, destroyed his health, and forced him into exile. He was in his 40s. His hair was gray, his body was racked by the hardships of a soldier's life, and now he was living in a strange land, America. Generous, freedom-loving America extended its hospitality. But in 1850, America couldn't really become too excited about a civil war in Italy. We were getting ready to have one of our own, and so the hero was beginning to face some practical problems.
General Garibaldi. Of course. You're exactly like your picture.
It all depends on how old the picture is.
May I come in? I, too, am an Italian. That is, an American Italian. My name is Antonio Meucci. I am an inventor.
And what do you invent?
Oh, candles. Now, you may say, what's to invent as far as a candle is concerned? Isn't a candle just a wick surrounded by some tallow?
Well, isn't it?
Ah, but there are types of tallow and types of wicks and materials to be selected and ways of working them into a more efficient product.
I see.
When I heard you were coming to America... Oh, what an honor. Giuseppe Garibaldi, Italy's greatest patriot.
You are much too kind.
I must do something for this man, I said to myself, and to my wife. But what could I do? Everybody else is giving you medals and honors and citations. What can I offer you that's different, unique?
I could not guess.
I can offer you a job.
A job?
Has anyone else offered you a job?
No. There has been nothing definite.
Well, then, I happen to know you came away from Italy without a penny. That's true, isn't it?
True.
Then, putting it bluntly, what's to become of you? How shall you live? A man must eat, and if he won't accept the bread of charity, he must earn it by the sweat of his brow.
You have a plain way of speaking, my friend.
No one has thought to offer you a job, so I must do it.
What sort of job is it? Am I qualified?
Oh, not really, but I'm willing to overlook that. I need a man to work in my candle factory.
I see.
I wish I had something better, more worthy of your magnificent talents, but
no, I understand.
You know, now that I've actually put it into words, I'm sure it sounds ridiculous. The great Giuseppe Garibaldi, a worker in a candle factory.
I will take the job.
You will?
Do I have an alternative?
That same day, we took the ferry boat from the island of Manhattan to Staten Island, where my factory and home were located. I insisted that he live with us. My wife was very much taken by him.
Oh, poor man. What life has done to him. Isn't there anything we can do?
We're giving him room, board, a job. In the whole world right now, is anyone else doing more?
But he is the hero of 100 battles. How can he just settle down to a quiet, ordinary life?
Well, my dear Leonora, we must accept the world as it is.
What does he do all day? He threads wicks and softens tallow.
And pours the molds. What else is there to do in a candle factory?
It doesn't seem fair. Antonio, do you think he could ever go back?
Where?
Italy.
No, not unless he wants to be hanged or shot.
I mean, as the head of an army.
Oh, what sort of army? A few hundred, perhaps a few thousand ragged red shirts against all the military might of Austria and France? No, the odds against him are too great.
No greater than the odds against George Washington?
That was different.
Why?
Well, that was a miracle, if you ask me.
If George Washington could create a miracle, why can't Giuseppe Garibaldi?
Well, I suppose we tend to believe that miracles could only take place in the past. You know what they say, the age of miracles is over.
The age of miracles began with the creation of the world. And will only end when the world is no more.
She's a very good woman, my wife. Bit of a mystic, though. That's why she got along with him so well. He was quite a mystic himself. I would hear them talking of an evening.
Shall you have a cup of tea, General?
General? No, I am no longer a general. But plain Giuseppe Garibaldi.
You will always be a general.
No. One can only be a general if he has troops behind him and a battle in front.
That day will come again.
No.
But you said it would. When you landed in New York, you declared that one day you would return and fight on to victory.
That was something that had to be said.
Even if you didn't believe it?
I had failed to achieve the reality of freedom. Should I also destroy the dream?
A dream can never be destroyed if you believe it.
I have
modern methods and equipment to get your carpet, rugs, furniture, and draperies deep down clean. So hurry and place your order now. Call Magicus North at 378-8600 or Magic His South at 468-4800 for free tickets to the Dells. And for you stay-at-homers, ask Magicist about free tickets with your order to Chicago Fire Football, Santa Fe Speedway, and Volo Antique Auto Museum.
And you would think so. But it wasn't true. Because one Sunday, I happened to go down to the docks to see about some merchandise. And there he was. Some sailors were unloading their ship. He went up to an officer, and I could hear him say...
Excuse me, I do not speak more English. I am seaman, able seaman. I am looking to sign on.
The officer paid absolutely no attention to him. It was as if he didn't exist. And I could see him go from ship to ship. It was the same everywhere.
Sir, Captain, Padron, I am a sailor. I am looking for... I need... Please listen. I will work. I will labor for no money. Do not pay me. Just take me aboard. Let me work. Let me sail.
Antonio said he saw you at the docks this morning.
The docks? Oh, yes.
What were you doing there?
Just looking at the water.
Oh. You like the sea?
I was raised on it.
Have you ever thought of sailing again? That is, as a seaman?
No.
When Antonio said he had seen you at the dock, I thought perhaps you were thinking of going to sea.
Going to sea?
Hmm. Signing on as a sailor on a merchant ship?
Oh, no, never. That idea would never enter my mind.
Well, then you wouldn't care to be a sailor again.
Well, what sort of life is it? The work is hard, the food is bad, and the pay is small.
And yet how many follow the sea?
When a man is young, the sea is an alluring mistress. But, senor, there is nothing more pathetic than an elderly sailor. He owns nothing in the world except the few tattered rags on his back.
Then the sailor's life is not for you.
Never. Never again.
Leonora, am I late for my dinner?
No, you are early.
Good. Where's the general, not home yet?
No.
I wonder where he can be.
I am sure he is down at the docks. He doesn't want us to know about it.
You know, if he's unhappy here, I wish he'd say so. Perhaps we could find something else.
There is nothing else he can do. He knows three things in his life. How to lead a revolution, how to sail a ship, and now, how to mold candles. There are no opportunities for revolutionists at the moment. No jobs for sailors, and so I'm afraid he must stay in the factory.
But what makes you think he's down at the docks?
Come with me. I'll prove it. There he is.
Where?
He's looking at that Portuguese fishing boat.
Fishing boat?
Mm-hmm.
I must say he's lowering his sights.
Look, he's trying to talk to that man. I think it's the captain.
Let's move up a bit closer.
But don't let him see us. He doesn't want us to know.
Captain, listen. I need a berth. I'm an excellent navigator. See how well I speak Portuguese? That is because I spent many years in South America.
The captain isn't even listening to him.
He doesn't seem to be impressed.
I am a good man. And you can have me cheap. You can have me for nothing. Do you understand? I will work for nothing.
Let's go home, Antonio. General Garibaldi, may I speak frankly?
Is there another way, my good signore?
I know life here must be dull and boring for you.
Oh, say rather it is restful.
I can understand your desire to go to sea.
What makes you think I want such a thing?
Oh, please. Evidently, you consider this a rather delicate matter. I certainly have no wish to pry, but...
Signora Meucci.
I have an uncle who is associated with a merchant in New York. This man has a small fleet of ships. We could put in a word. It is a much better way to get what you want.
Senora, when have I gone to the docks to look for a berth?
When?
And why would I go? I have told you. There is nothing more pathetic than a gray-haired sailor.
To
seek a berth on the ship at my time of life? No. No, I may have lost many things in this world, but I'm sure I have still kept my sanity.
But then you weren't down at the dock looking for work.
I already have work, Signora, in your husband's factory.
Why, then, I suppose it wasn't you that I saw down at the docks.
Of course not. I am afraid you confused me with somebody else.
Perhaps. I probably did.
That's what she says to him now. But you know as well as I do that she's sure she was not mistaken. That he was there on the docks. That he was looking for a job on a sailing ship. On the other hand, the man's honor is beyond question. He would not tell a lie unless, of course, it is necessary for the success of some grand design. But what could possibly be at stake here? That will be the proper business of Act Two, shortly. This is E.G. Marshall with a question. Of all medications for acid indigestion or heartburn relief, which one is right for you? For years, Maalox has been recommended most by doctors. Now, the antacid ingredients in Maalox plus an extra ingredient are in Maalox Plus tablets. Smooth, good-tasting, and Maalox Plus tablets work fast to relieve acid indigestion or heartburn. But don't just take my word for it. Try Maalox Plus tablets. You'll find you can't do better.
Use only as directed.
The South. The end of the Civil War and the beginning of a new life for those who survived its bloodshed. From this turbulent era of our great American heritage emerges the proud, passionate saga of one family, their plantations, and their dreams. Windhaven's Crisis by Marie Desjolais. The eighth book in the best-selling Windhaven saga. Windhaven's Crisis. New from Pinnacle Books, wherever paperbacks are sold.
A railroad car clatters through Pennsylvania's coal fields almost a century ago. Its only passenger, a doctor named Matthew Shields, beginning a 16-year special assignment for the American Red Cross. In railroad yards, on sidings, and in the great terminals, Dr. Shields would convert his home on wheels into a classroom and teach first aid and occupational safety to industrial America. And all along the way, local physicians were enlisted as Red Cross volunteers to continue the teaching effort. When the car rolled to a stop for the last time, 2 million people had learned first aid. The effort was called a good beginning, but only a beginning. Today, as the Red Cross begins its second century, we're proud that America still looks to us for first aid training. Now we teach over 3 million people every year, and we still say it's only a beginning. Red Cross, ready for a new century.
Exile. It's a condition of life that most great men have undergone at one time or another. For the brief moments of victory and glory, there have been long hours of loneliness and defeat. Sometimes one can be in exile in the heart of one's country. Sometimes one can be in exile far from her shores. But it's still exile. And it's a time when a man must summon all of his inner resources, or else he may remain in exile forever.
But why does he feel he must lie about it?
I don't know, Antonio.
It's such a transparent thing, too. I really don't understand.
Well, surely he knew you wouldn't have said anything about it unless you'd been there and seen him.
I am sure he has his reasons.
Perhaps this is the end of him.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, he's an old man.
Old? He can't be more than 41 or 2.
That's old for a fighting man, my dear. Years of sleeping on the cold ground and the rain and the snow, lack of food, constant hardship. They all leave their mark.
But his work isn't finished.
Perhaps not. But he is. Other men will take up the challenge. The struggle to liberate Italy will go on without him.
Good morning, Gerald.
Oh, good morning.
Won't you have breakfast?
There is no time. I'm late for work.
Well, as your employer, I give you leave.
No. That would be taking advantage of your good nature.
Take a little bit of advantage, at least, and have a cup of coffee.
You are very kind.
Let us say no more about it.
Oh, while you're at it, some fresh rolls.
Is there any news from the other side?
No. No, perhaps. Perhaps I am not important enough any longer to be kept informed.
Please, don't even think that.
I shall soon be forgotten. And I shall never see Italy again. And who ever loved her more than I do? And remember, my friends, most of us must accept the land of our birth. But I chose Italy.
How? Weren't you born an Italian?
I could also have been born a Frenchman. Remember, I was born near Nice.
Why did you choose Italy?
Why? Was it the glory of Rome? Or perhaps... The merry folk songs the Italian sailors sang in the harbor. My first birth was on an Italian coastal trader. If I could only be born again and live it again. I must go, Signor Antonio. You pay me for a full day's work.
I'll finish your roll.
I can eat it on the way.
Oh, poor man.
But he doesn't have to be a poor man.
He doesn't.
There are Italian communities all over the world that would gladly honor him, offer him hospitality. He could travel, he could make speeches, he could live the life of a famous and popular man.
That isn't what he wants.
What does he want? Why does he bury himself in this isolated island off New York, Leonora? He works long, hard hours at the factory. He eats and sleeps.
And visits the docks.
Where he tries in vain to get a berth on some sailing ship. And why does he lie about it?
Antonio, listen to me. Maybe he isn't lying.
But he's saying what we know to be untrue. That's a lie.
No, not if...
Not if what?
Well, I am not sure.
What are you thinking of?
Oh, you will say it's one of my crazy ideas.
I might as well hear it.
Did you hear what he said just before? If only I could be born again... To live it again?
Well?
That is what he wants to do. Start again. And this time he will succeed. The first job he ever had, his career began on board a ship.
You're saying that he wants to go back to the time when he was a boy?
Yes.
Well, that isn't strange. Many people dream of that.
But he is actually doing it.
How is he doing it?
The young Giuseppe Garibaldi, that's inside him... wants to get a berth on a ship. The older one has no use for it. Therefore, the older Garibaldi isn't aware of the fact that the younger one has taken him to the docks in search of a job.
Oh, come on now, Leonora.
That is why he denies what we saw him doing.
But how is such a thing possible?
I don't know. But I am sure he doesn't know what he is doing.
He's a great man. Or he was. He deserves a better end than this.
Why do you say end? For all we know, he hasn't even begun.
She certainly has unique ideas, my wife, Leonora. If I believed in such things, I would suspect that she's in league, or at least in communion, with various spiritual phenomena. She had long conversations with Garibaldi in an effort to cheer him up.
You will raise another army, General?
No.
Have you lost hope?
Hope? I've lost something more important. My bond with infinity. Do you understand what that is?
No.
Signore, no ordinary man can free a nation. The battle is long. Life is short. Experience is treacherous. One must survive. One must be attuned to the hidden signs and signals of fate. One must dream dreams and see visions. And I can do these things no longer.
But surely...
No. The gift, whatever it was, has left me. It left me suddenly at the Battle of Rome. Let me tell you what a battle is, my dear. It is the Inferno of Dante. There is a deafening cannonade,
There is the sharp, angry rattle of the rifles. And there is the terrible entanglement of thousands of men locked in mortal combat. Hand to hand, bayonets, pistol butts, fists, teeth, everything that can be used.
Exile is a condition of life that most great men have undergone at one time or another. For the brief moments of victory and glory, there have been long hours of loneliness and defeat. Sometimes one can be in exile in the heart of one's country. Sometimes one can be in exile far from her shores. But it's still exile. And it's a time when a man must...
Go to Colonel Massena. His lancers must support Leggero's brigade. Messenger!
Here.
Tell Major Dondolo to take command of Bonnet's battalion. Runner!
Here, runner!
Tell Major Massara his Bassanieri are to support Severio's company.
Yes. The general must be the cool, calculating, impersonal intelligence.
But there are times when he must also be the fiery inspiration and descend into the searing cauldron himself.
Who is that? Stop! All of you, stop! Where are you running? Why are you running away?
In a lady, the battery's lost!
Lost? How can it be lost? You still have your horses. You still have your swords.
Follow me back.
No, you must not go back there alone.
I will not be alone if you follow me. Red Shirts, young Italy, soldiers of the Legion, draw your swords and follow me.
General.
Oh, yes, yes. I was lost for a moment. But you see, my dear Signora Meucci, mortal man cannot achieve his destiny unaided. How can he achieve the clarity of vision? And how can he be sure the bullets will miss him? After all, he must live long enough to perform his mission. But how?
I don't know, General.
In every battle, there were bullet holes in my shirt. Why was I spared? And when I was hit, the wounds were superficial.
A miracle?
More than a miracle. It is the decision of fate.
General, I believe it is your fate to liberate Italy.
I had my opportunity. I let it fall from my fingers. I no longer have the strength... the energy.
You will have as much of those as you will need.
I feel empty, Signora. I'm dead. There is no fire in my heart, no visions in my soul. I have given up.
No, you haven't. You are going about it the wrong way. You are trying to recapture your youth.
Oh, I am not trying to do anything at all.
You refuse to admit it. The end of youth is not the end of the world. You call the revolutionary movement Young Italy. Why just Young Italy?
Because only Young Italy has the strength to prevail in the field.
But in order to prevail, you will need all Italy. Young, old, men, women. You must no longer be just a commander of soldiers. You must become a leader of the people.
I must go to work now.
To the candle factory.
It is honest labor.
Yes. General, tell me, please, what has happened to you?
I have been betrayed, Signor. I have been victimized by other men's stupidity, cowardice, ambition.
Others have faced the same misfortunes and were able to rise above them?
Yes. Yes, I know. But, Signor, they were able to do something that is denied to me. They were able to dream. This is the loss that has destroyed me. I am able to dream no longer.
It is said that men in exile feed on dreams. But when dreams are denied them, how can they be sustained? The flame burns low for Giuseppe Garibaldi, alone, helpless, and devoid of hope in a foreign land. At least until the third act.
Here at Fire Station Number 3, between fighting fires, we play a lot of checkers and drink a lot of coffee. So our coffee's Cava Instant.
Your move, Hogan.
Full-flavored Cava's the only 90% acid-neutralized coffee. And with less acidity, no matter how much we drink, we still feel good.
Oh, nice move, Hogan.
In fact, we drink enough Cava to put out a fire.
Uh-oh, I think I'm in trouble. Saved by the bell.
Cava, all the taste you want in coffee without all the acidity.
We all love bargains, and here's your chance to get a bargain on a bargain. For this month only, Walden Books is offering fantastic bargains on hundreds of hardcover books by famous authors and outstanding publishers. We've got books by Stephen King, Rona Jaffe, Irwin Shaw, and many others, all at reduced prices. What's more, if you buy at least $10 worth from our wide selection, you'll get additional savings. So if you're looking for some good summer reading, stop by your local Walden Books this month and pick up your bargain on a bargain.
Ready, ready, ready when you are, ready to take your car. Ready, ready, Delta is ready, Delta is ready to fly.
Ah. There's no ready like Delta ready. Take New Orleans, Houston, and St. Louis. Delta has more nonstops to New Orleans than any other airline. Delta's good and ready to St. Louis, too, with 8 timely nonstops, including 2 from close-in Midway. You can also choose from 3 Delta nonstops to Houston or from a dozen other departures. Delta has thrifty night coach and supreme super saver fares that'll save you money to all these places. See your travel agent or call Delta for details. And next trip to New Orleans, Houston, or St. Louis, call Delta. Ready? Go.
Delta. It's ready when you are, Delta. It's ready when...
This is WBBM News Radio 78 in Chicago.
The deed itself is usually done with quickly. It is the dream that produced it that may have lasted for almost a lifetime. Most of the great happenings of history, what were they in reality? Only someone's dream that came true. But when the dream dies, what becomes of the dreamer?
You say you can dream no longer, General?
Yes.
Have you ever wondered why?
Does it matter?
Is it possible you're afraid to dream?
Is it possible? Yes.
Ah. Then it exists only in your mind.
No, Signora, it exists in my heart, in my soul. I'm sick of it. I can say this now. I am sick of it, sick of the slaughter, of the agony. Does it surprise you?
No.
My dream was a free, united Italy. Very good. But what has it brought to those who followed me? Misery and death. And what has it done to me? I gave the cause everything. My youth, my strength, and finally, my wife.
Your wife?
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, please, please, Signora, I would rather not speak of it.
As you wish.
Why does everyone feel they have the right to ask me the most intimate personal questions?
I'm sorry. I didn't intend to...
How much more am I expected to give up?
Oh, please, General.
Do not call me General. I am plain Mr. Giuseppe Garibaldi. I work as a laborer in a factory because I am not fit to do anything else.
May I make you a cup of hot tea?
And do not try to humor me here. Oh, Signora, Signora, please, please forgive me. I do not know what has come over me lately. I'm not myself.
No, it is all right.
No, it is not. What right do I have to abuse good people who are kind to me?
I understand. Believe me, I understand.
It is that I am homesick. And I know I will never see my Italy again.
Oh, but you will. I am sure of it.
Yes. Well, I must go to work.
Good evening, Carissima. Well, isn't the general dining with us?
No, I don't think so. He came home, went to his room, fell fast asleep.
You know, I'm worried about him. He doesn't look well. What do you think?
I agree.
I think he's ill. He's nervous and excitable, and his His hands are shaking.
Perhaps we should call a doctor.
You won't hear of it.
But why? Surely he needs a doctor.
He was quite definite about it. He thinks if word gets out that Garibaldi has called for a doctor, people throughout the world will believe he's dying.
Father!
Who's that?
Father!
It's the general.
What's he saying?
Mother!
He's calling for his mother.
Moment we sat there frozen with apprehension. The voice of Garibaldi was calling for his mother. Then we ran into his room. We didn't know what to do. We just stood there and listened.
Mother, mother, don't. Oh, please, mother, do not leave me. I will do anything you say. Do not leave me.
You must wake him.
General.
Yes, yes, mother. Yes.
General, wake up. Wake up. You're having a nightmare.
Don't go, mother. Don't. Oh, Senora. Senora, she is dead. My mother is dead.
You're dreaming, General. It's only a dream.
No, she died in my arms. My dearest mother. Poor Donna Rosa. I remember when I was a child. She was still a young girl, so pretty. Now she is dead.
But it is only a dream.
A dream?
Yes, my dear friend. A dream. But this is reality. Here, now, Staten Island, New York, the USA. It's March 19th at exactly 8 o'clock in the evening. And you must forget it.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Now, you join us for supper.
No, no. No, thank you.
Oh, at least let me bring you something hot to drink.
This is very kind of you, Senora.
No. You are looking so much better. May I say something? You said that the terrible thing was you could dream no longer. You remember?
Yes.
That just before, you did have a dream.
It was no dream. It was a nightmare. I have no shortage of those. Indeed, it is what all of my dreams have become.
Oh, I am sorry.
Senora, they say that fortune favors the brave. But I am brave no longer.
I can't believe that.
It is true.
I refuse to believe that Giuseppe Garibaldi is a coward.
There are two types of men who choose not to be brave. The first is the coward. He is afraid. The second is the wise man. He is prudent. He adds up the cost of bravery and he decides the price is too high to pay.
And you have arrived at that decision?
Yes. Both of us have accepted it.
Both of you?
Both Garibaldis, the young one and the old one.
Oh.
He no longer torments me, the young one. I have convinced him the struggle is no longer worth it.
But Italy must be liberated.
Men like me, Signora, we were born to be dreamers. When we can dream no longer, we die. And I'm already dead.
No. You're alive. You're strong. Vital.
No, no, Senora. It has all been drained out of me. I told you I had given everything to the revolution. Even my wife. You asked me how she died.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have pried into your personal...
No, no, no. No, let me tell you. We could no longer hold the city of Rome. I had gathered the tattered remains of the army around me. The enemy artillery was coming closer and closer. I made a speech to the troops. Men, fortune, which has abandoned us today, will smile on us tomorrow. I am leaving Rome. Whoever wishes to carry on the struggle, let him come with me. I can offer him neither food, nor lodging, nor money. I can only offer him hunger and thirst and battles and death. All who have the name of Italy not only on their lips, but in their hearts. Let them follow me.
You must hurry, Generale. This way, your horse is ready.
Thank you, Medici. I must not turn around to look. But do any follow?
They all follow, Generale. Here. Now, we must turn down this street. It is the surest way out of the city.
Who is this? Anita, what are you doing here? Medici, how did she get here?
You mustn't blame our good friend, my dearest. I made him bring me.
But the children?
They are safe with your mother.
No, Medici, get her out of
I
here.
I won't leave.
But my darling, we can be killed at any moment.
Then we shall die together.
I will not permit it.
My place is with you.
Anita! Hurry!
Hurry, Generale. We'll be taken prisoner.
I should never have permitted it. But what could I do? I was lonely. But she was ill. And she told me she was carrying a child. And by then it was too late. There was no way she could be brought to safety. By then the brave Legion had melted away. There were just a few of us. We were hunted fugitives in the hills. And every day my beloved Anita grew worse. She could no longer walk.
Mi generale, we must...
Here. It is that I am homesick. And I know I will never see my Italy again.
Oh, but you will. I am sure of it.
Yes. Well...
I know it sounds hard, cruel, but do we have a choice?
Giuseppe? Giuseppe? Come to me, please.
What is it, my darling?
Please, don't leave me.
Dear lady, you must be brave.
Be quiet, Medici. How can you know what this woman has meant to me? How deeply, how truly we love each other. No, no, my dearest. You will remain with me. We will live together or die together.
Listen, that is the signal. We must leave. Now an Austrian patrol is approaching. Hurry, we will have to run.
Giuseppe.
Do not worry, my darling. I will carry you.
Listen, Gino and Pietro are trying to hold them up. We don't have a moment to lose.
Are we safe here, Medici?
For now. If you look straight down from this hill, there is the sea. We will try to get a boat and make our way towards Venice.
Anita, my darling, are you better? Anita, speak to me. Medici, why does not she say something?
She is still breathing.
Giuseppe?
Yes, my dear.
Giuseppe, I shall do to you what you never did.
Please, my darling.
You wouldn't leave me. That I shall leave you.
No, no, Anita.
I can't help it. I don't want to go, darling. Giuseppe, please. Take care of the child.
You know I will take care. Anita.
Give us the run for
her. I cannot leave.
You heard what she said. She's left you. Generale, you must not be killed.
She's dead, Medici. She is dead.
Run quickly before they get here. I promise you, my friend, on my word of honor, she will receive a decent Christian burial.
Medici, how can...
That's all anyone can do for her now. Run!
Yes, my dear Signora. I escaped with just a few tattered rags on my back. I had lost everything.
Oh, I am sorry.
Now I shall go make more candles.
General.
You still call me General. I have no troops, no supporters.
That isn't true. I have letters for you.
I see.
From Italy, from all over the world. People call to you. Let the movement rise again.
But fate has not called to me. Fate has not sent me the sign.
You truly believe that, don't you?
Yes, and so must you.
Just a moment. Yes?
Excuse me, per piacere. I was told a certain Giuseppe Garibaldi lives here.
I know that voice. It is Medici.
Generale. Generale, it is you.
Signor Meucci. May I present Captain Medici, my close friend and comrade in arms.
Your servant, signora.
What news from Italy, my friend?
Ah, from Italy. There is all kind of news. Some good, some bad.
Oh, when was it ever different?
The people are waiting.
I know. But I no longer feel able. Medici, you have known me long enough to understand what is in my heart. To be a general, one must feel as if he has been chosen
And I no longer... Enough of that. What else? My children. They are thriving.
I can trust my mother to take excellent care of them.
Generale...
My mother. My mother. She's well?
Generale, I have come here to tell you myself.
To tell me what, Medici? What?
I could not write it in a letter, my dear friend.
My mother. She is dead.
Yes.
Oh, General.
I shall weep for her later. Tell me, Medici, how did she die?
Of the fever? You know how these things strike?
Yes.
She was delirious. She thought that I was her son, you. She said, I am glad that you have decided to return to lead the fight once again. That's what she was trying to say to you.
Yes. That is what she was trying to tell me. Now I understand. Medici, when did she die?
It was almost... Yes, it is exactly a month ago. March 19th.
March 19th?
Si, March 19th. I remember. I heard the clock chime in the tower. It was exactly at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? March 19th.
Yes. I was with her.
Generale?
Yes. General. Once again, I am a general. Once again, I can dream dreams, see visions. Once again, destiny has decided to show me the future.
And it was quite a future. He returned to Italy and finally freed his beloved country from all foreign usurpers. Giuseppe Garibaldi. His name will live forever as Italy's greatest hero, and perhaps also as a part-time candlemaker on Staten Island, New York. An addition to our tale shortly.
I could have had rye toast, 61 calories. I could have had 11 carrots and a glass of water.
You could have had a V8, naturally low in calories and tastes great, too.
I could have had a V8?
V8 cocktail vegetable juice with only 35 calories per 6-ounce serving. V8, the great-tasting, healthful blend of 8 country vegetables.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
It's never too late.
I'll have a V8.
Getting ready to paint your house? Get ready for this. Olympic Overcoat, the house paint that's tested tough to take on the weather, is on sale. Save $4 on every gallon. Overcoat was tested tough on homes like yours to take on the weather, the freezing rain, the driving snow, the scorching heat. Tested tough to help keep your home looking beautiful for years. And now it's on sale. So save $4 a gallon on Olympic Overcoat at participating Olympic dealers. But hurry, sale ends July 12th.
The South. The end of the Civil War and the beginning of a new life for those who survived its bloodshed. From this turbulent era of our great American heritage emerges the proud, passionate saga of one family, their plantation, and their dreams. Windhaven's Crisis by Marie Desjolais. The eighth book in the best-selling Windhaven saga. Windhaven's Crisis. New from Pinnacle Books, wherever paperbacks are sold.
Mr. Bob Hope.
Hey, America.
You're beautiful.
The problem is you can look and feel beautiful and still have high blood pressure. A disease that usually has no symptoms. Yes, it could damage your heart, brain, or kidney. And unfortunately, 3 out of every 10 people with high blood pressure don't know they have it. The only way to tell is to get a physical checkup regularly. And if you have it, it's usually treatable. But you got to follow your doctor's advice if you want to stay healthy longer.
A public service message from the Citizens Committee for the Treatment of High Blood Pressure and the Ad Council. Speak of a man of destiny. But what do we mean? Is he one of destiny's men? Does destiny actually select its favorites, invest them with special qualities that are denied to the rest of us? Are some of us fated to succeed, while others must fail? Why is it so easy for some, so difficult for others? On what basis does destiny choose its favorites? Is the whole thing fair?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. I just want to find out how I can take advantage of it. If I ever do, I'll let you know. Our cast included Mandel Kramer, E.V. Juster, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall, inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
It was the sixth straight night of rage in a British city, 1,000 youths rampaging through streets, even as the Prime Minister called for peace. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The scene was Manchester, near Liverpool, and a neighboring town, Salford. A police station was attacked, stores looted, buildings and cars set afire. Police say the violence lasted into the early morning. Now it's quiet, but whether it's over, they say, is another question. The Manchester police chief said the attacks around town were simultaneous and apparently well-coordinated. As they were being carried out, the Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher appealed for calm on nationwide radio and television. And Dan Revive has the story from London.
Prime Minister Thatcher said a free society can survive only when its citizens uphold the law and teach their children to do so. She said the three nights of rioting in Liverpool had, quote, horrified us all. The Prime Minister did not comment on theories that high unemployment has made young people so frustrated that they're attacking the police. But unemployment was the main topic of Mrs. Thatcher's political address, broadcast from 10 Downing Street on behalf of her Conservative Party. The Prime Minister said that workers should not demand high pay raises and that the British people should buy British products.
There is no easy way. This government cares too much about the future of Britain to pretend. That's why we won't turn back. And that's why we believe you want us to succeed. And why together we're going to.
In effect, Prime Minister Thatcher delivered a pep talk to a nation that seems to need one. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
More news coming up.
When you get the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar for your dog or cat, you know it will work, and you know it will last. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar is the first collar to kill fleas and ticks for 5 months. A full 5 months of effective protection, and the Hearts collar's fast-acting odorless ingredients won't vaporize. Stays on your pet to work even if the collar gets wet. Get your pet the collar that really works and really lasts. Helps protect your home and family, too. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar kills fleas and ticks for 5 months.
Weekdays on CBS Television. Don't miss your favorite daytime dramas. Follow the continuing stories of families in conflict. Their lives changing every day, full of turmoil, triumph, and treachery. On The Young and the Restless. Then, it's searing stories of romantic intrigue and hidden desires on As the World Turns. Be sure to watch The Young and the Restless and As the World Turns. Weekdays on CBS Television.
There's more labor trouble in Poland. Dock workers staged a one-hour warning strike at Polish ports on Wednesday, and Thursday, workers at the National Airline lot are scheduled to walk for 4 hours. Northwest Airlines is faced with the possibility of a strike by flight attendants in about 24 hours. A spokesman for the attendants, Willie Unkela, in Minneapolis, says the union's played by the rules so far, and no new contract Thursday night means no coffee or tea or anything else.
Deadline still stands. We've gone through a 30-day cooling-off period as required by law. This is at the end of 7 months now without a contract. Ours expired the end of December of 1980. We'll be legally able to withdraw our services from the airline at midnight tomorrow night, and if we haven't reached a settlement, a complete package that'll be distributed to the membership by then, we will go on strike.
State workers in Massachusetts are threatening to strike on Friday unless they get paid. Lack of a state budget has kept them payless for 2 weeks. Officials are trying to put together some sort of package that will at least keep the workers on the job. Voter-mandated property tax cuts are behind many of the budget problems, and the Moody Investment Service cites those cuts as one of the main reasons it has now dropped its rating of Boston municipal bonds to below investment grade. The White House has announced formation of a high-level military manpower task force. It'll work on ways to keep up with increased manpower needs in the 1980s, increased needs brought on by a Reagan-backed budget buildup. More news after this.
A recent article in the Wall Street Journal explained why consumers may finally get a break after 2 years of double-digit inflation. If information like this is important to you, you should be reading the Wall Street Journal every business day. So have a pencil ready.
You want to stay healthy longer.
That can help keep you informed of anything happening in every phase of business that can affect your future or your company's future. Other recent stories in the Wall Street Journal reported on a movement to aid family-owned businesses through a cut in estate taxes. You would have read about the Justice Department's expanding war on white-collar crime and a new plan to get savings and loans back on their feet. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks. So if you're serious about business in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says there are 14 reactors around the country with brittle metal in reactor vessels, metal that could crack and cause serious accidents if not corrected. Some metal becomes brittle when exposed to radiation. The NRC says it knew that would happen, but didn't think the brittling would take place so soon. There are plans to fix the reactors in question. David Jackson, CBS News.
This is your White Sox station, Sports Radio 78, WBBM Chicago.
It's 11:29 now in Chicago on News Radio 78, WBBM. Good evening, I'm Regine Schlesinger, sitting in for Alan Bickley, who's under the weather tonight. Weather Command says another warm one, increasing cloudiness, warm and humid tonight, with the overnight low getting down into the mid-70s. Tomorrow, decreasing cloudiness and good news, turning a bit cooler. The high will be up near 85 degrees and even lower along the lakeshore. The wind southwesterly, 8 to 18 miles an hour tonight, becoming northeast, 8 to 18 by tomorrow afternoon. And the outlook for Friday calls for partly cloudy skies and warm conditions with a 40% chance of rain showers. Over the next 5 days, our temperatures will be averaging 2 to 4 degrees above the normals. The normal high for this time of year is 83. The normal low is 61. The high temperature for the day was recorded at O'Hare this afternoon at 4:30. It was 94 degrees. But that doesn't make it the warmest day of the year. We reach 96 on June 29th, and the record for this date is 99, set back in 1955.